You're listening to an original Kimco podcast on blog.kimcorealty.com. Hello, everyone. I am Janelle Kazira, a member of Kimco Realty's blogging team. And today I have with us one of Kimco's tenants, Jeff Kapitis, who is the VP of Marketing and E-commerce for Pure Hockey, which is located in Massachusetts. And they actually just moved out of their Berlin, Massachusetts location into a new location in Marlborough in a Kimco shopping center. So that's why we're here today, to talk about the move and the recent opening. So, Jeff, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So your move into Marlborough, Massachusetts, is a very strategic location, and now you're in the Shops at the Pond, and you're right on Donald Lynch Boulevard, for folks out there who are not familiar with the area, and that is right by the New England Sports Center, which is just about a few miles up the road from where you are. And that is the largest youth hockey facility in New England, which is important for you because you are a hockey provider. So I want to talk more about that in just a minute, but I want to start off with just getting our listeners a little more acquainted with Pure Hockey. So give us a little bit of background on Pure Hockey and the merchandise that you sell there.
We'll be going into our 20th year next year. We opened our first store in 1994. A little tiny shop out in Worcester, Massachusetts, that is no longer there, but we have since opened 18 other stores, which is nice, eight of which are in Massachusetts, a handful in New Hampshire. We have stores in Connecticut, New Jersey, Western Pennsylvania, and our most recent store opening was up in Buffalo, New York. We sell, obviously, we're a very hockey-focused company, so we sell equipment for basically any player at any level of play. You know, anything from just getting started as a youth to pro level gear for the elite player. And we also within all of our Pure Hockey stores we usually dedicate a couple thousand square feet to lacrosse equipment too. There's a lot of crossover between those two sports, and so we have a store within a store, as they call it.
Tell us about why you decided to relocate your Berlin location to Marlborough.
Well, there's a couple reasons. One you've already made some reference to, which is it did get us a little bit closer to the New England Sports Center, which is a six-rink facility. Yeah, a little bit down the road from where we are now. We previously were in Berlin, which is about a mile from the new location. We were another mile further away from that multiple rink facility. So we had driven by that location where we are now, and thought that bears some investigation. We figure we'll probably get a little more visibility out of being on the same road. We weren't on the same road before, although we were still pretty close to the rink. We weren't on the same road. So, we do think that sort of the passerby factor is going to help us when people are just simply driving by who may be coming to those rinks from out of town. And many do. They'll now see, a big Pure Hockey sign right on the way to the rink, whereas before they didn't. I think the big reason was, of course, we're closer to that big facility of rinks. And the second thing is our old location in Berlin was a three-floor store, which had its complications in terms of moving product up and downstairs. We didn't really have a sort of traditional receiving area or receiving dock, so that made getting product into that building a little bit difficult. So by going to the new location where we are now, we're now all concentrated on one floor. We have a traditional, normal receiving dock that makes it easy to get product in and out. So, both logistically and strategically, it was kind of a no-brainer for us.
Did you have a grand opening for the new store?
We opened the store a couple of weeks ago. We did what's called a soft opening, which is basically open the doors. We've let people know, as many as possible, that we moved the store. We did not have any major event there as part of it. You know, moving almost 30,000 square feet of inventory is obviously not an overnight endeavor. So we thought it to be better to do a soft opening, let people know, let people come in and get used to the store, and then on August 1st, first through the 4th, we are having a pretty large event there, which is our annual tent sale, which is basically you can save up to 75% off certain items and at least 20% off everything in the store. So that'll be happening on August 1st through the 4th, and we'll use that as sort of the grand opening for the new location.
What went into moving all of your merchandise to the new location? I mean, it wasn't far. Like you said, it was about a mile away, but it's still a lot to move. So what was that like?
It was really hot. we didn't have movers come. We didn't have any moving companies come and help us do it. We basically sort of rounded up the troops. And, you know, we had people from the corporate office, from the warehouse, from other stores. Everybody basically went there at 5 o'clock. And it turned out to be just basically a large assembly line. There were folks stationed in Berlin filling trucks, and the truck would go over to the new location, and then there were people there waiting for it to unload it and get it on the shelf and do the merchandising thing. So it was a long day. I think it was about 5 a.m. until about 9 p.m. before the last person left.
So you have a completely different layout to work with now, or is it similar where you can kind of figure more easily, okay, this goes here, we want to put this there, or has there been a lot of rethinking of the layout and where you're placing your merchandise?
Yeah, one of the great things about the new location was that it sort of fit perfectly into the way we merchandise the store. It's an old Borders bookstore, so. And the way they had it set up was they had like a cafeteria or cafe area in one section, and then they had a kids section in another area. And they were, clearly sort of differentiated from the rest of the store. And as it turns out, those two areas were perfect sizes for A, our lacrosse section, and B, our goalie section. So we do separate out our goalie equipment for hockey. So that was sort of serendipity. A beautiful thing, and both of those things ended up fitting just perfect into those spots. You walk in there and you think, why didn't we do this 2 years ago?
Great. And Jeff, one thing on your website that you have about Pure Hockey, it's on the About page, and there's lots of great information on the website, and there's one thing in particular that caught our attention, and it says, Pure Hockey offers the best of both worlds, a robust internet and e-commerce site complete with all the information you need to purchase hockey equipment, and our physical stores where you can go and talk face-to-face with our hockey experts. In the future, we'll try to integrate the two in many more interesting ways. And this has really been the toughest nut that a lot of brick-and-mortar retailers have been trying to crack lately, which is figuring out how to integrate the online and physical store experience and how to not get run over by online retail, but rather use the internet to complement and boost their business. So from your perspective at Pure Hockey, what are your thoughts on this, and what have you sort of figured out in terms of using the internet as a friend and not an enemy?
Right. We do have a pretty robust online business as well. Obviously serves the rest of the world outside of our retail locations that I mentioned at the beginning of our talk. There is an evolving strategy around how we sort of tie the two together. Last year we did something where, we have our store guys often, and sometimes we have corporate staff do product review videos where, you know, if we get a product in, we'll have a store manager, you know, holding it up and telling the customer the features of the product and what they like about it. So last year we had a little initiative where we were putting QR codes on all of the products in the store. And if you scanned that QR code, it would go straight to the video for that product, you know, by one of our store managers or by one of our employees who plays the game and, you know, knows the gear and can help, you know, can help you understand what the features of that product are. So, that, you know, that's one way, you know, we've tried to sort of integrate the brick and mortar with the online. You know, also on the web, we do a lot of, we have a lot of content in regards to, like, you know, a lot of how-to stuff, like how to best fit, for example, a pair of hockey shin pads, which, you know, seems easy at first glance, but there's actually a lot of factors going into that, such as, you know, is it going to be rubbing up against your skate or your hockey pants? Is it too big? You know, then in judging how to properly fit a shin pad, you have to also, you know going in, you know, how high your skate is and how low your pants go, right? And so we put videos up on our site and a lot of sort of educational content, all shot in our stores, you know, by store people about, you know, how to best fit or how to choose, you know, the right hockey stick for you. You know, there's a lot of also terminology around sticks, like, you know, stick flex and stick curve and, you know, stick lie. And, you know, basically what does all that mean? And so we do put a lot of content on our website in regards to, you know, teaching our customers all of that stuff. And, you know, we get really good feedback on it as well. So, you know, those are just some of the ways. And then, you know, there's the, you know, your sort of traditional, you know, retail versus online stuff, which is like, you know, we're toying with, like, you know, ship to store type things. And, you know, we do offer free shipping out of any of our store kiosks. You know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff to try to sort of meld the two together.
So do you see that, you know, your brick and mortar locations, you said you have 18 of them, that they're going to remain as just as strong a part of the business and potentially even open up more brick and mortar locations?
Yeah, I mean, our plans going forward as of now are to open a handful of stores every year. We have, you know, sort of a running list of about 60 locations where we'd like to be. And every year, we're going to pick a handful and we're going to go open there. So we're in a pretty intense period in our company's life right now of pretty dramatic expansion. We're growing fast and we're having a good time.
Part and parcel to our conversation with the internet is social media specifically, and you have a great Facebook page. It seems like you've got a good amount of engagement going on there on a regular basis. You have a mobile app, and you've got, you know, some other social properties for your customers to stay connected with Pure Hockey. So from the social media perspective, can you tell us a little bit about what has sort of driven your strategy with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we do all of our social media in-house. The strategy around social media is more about, like, engagement and entertaining than it is about selling. If I had to guess, like, how often we post about sales and deals versus how often we post, you know, funny pictures about hockey, I would say it's probably 80-20 in favor of the latter. You know, we're not a bunch of goofballs, but we do like to keep people entertained, and I think we do a pretty good job of it online. And it's, you know, it's also not just one person. Like, you know, we basically open up Facebook and we open up Twitter to, you know, I want to say it's probably 10 plus people in our company have access to it and can post to it when they want to. You know, we also have a certain number of specific Facebook pages for our stores as well. So the people in our stores are also not all of them, but some of them. The people in our stores are also posting updates about, you know, what's going on at the local level at each store. So I think with social media, when you look at it from a corporate perspective, it's not something that can be done by just one person sitting in a marketing office. You know, it's sort of a shared strategy, and letting more and more people at the company be involved in it. You know, not only improves your morale in general, but it also, I think, improves your content when you've got so many different people of so many different personalities posting, you know, different things.
Great. Well, Jeff, it sounds like things are going really well at Pure Hockey, and we're excited to have you at the Shops at the Pond, and we wish the best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You've just listened to an original Kimco podcast on blog.kimcorealty.com.